This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3478 for Wednesday the 1st of December 2021. Today's show is entitled, Audio Wiring Hack on a Classroom Podium. It is hosted by John Culp, and is about 18 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, listen in while I hack the wiring on our classroom podium for custom audio routing.
Hey everybody, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, and I'm coming to you from my classroom where I teach during the week. I'm coming on a Saturday because I'm coming in here to do some hacking, appropriate to talk about this for Hacker Public Radio, I would think. What I need to do is some custom wiring in the podium because somebody undid my custom wiring that I had done before in the podium. And the custom wiring I'm talking about has to do with audio routing. So I teach music history, and there are many occasions where I want to be able to show a musical score using the document camera, which is it's in this big drawer on the side of the podium. Some people might know these as an Elmo visual presenter. So it's essentially a thing where you stick a book or something down on there and it will be displayed on the screen at the front of the classroom. So I want to be able to display a score on the screen, but play audio from my laptop at the same time. And the way it's wired right now, that's not possible because each item on the switcher, which is it's like the brain of the operations, it is an Extron switcher with, it looks like, 8 possible inputs, and for each input there is video and audio. And when you've selected the document camera, it only will play audio from the document camera. But of course there's no audio playing from the document camera, and so you don't hear anything if you're playing audio from your laptop through the VGA input. And so what I've done in the past is put in some little wire jumpers from one input to the other in the back of this thing. And the last time they upgraded something in this classroom, they undid my work. And so now I can't do what I want to. And so I'm coming on a Saturday to try to sort this out. So what I need to do is go from, right now it is, the VGA is selected. That is apparently channel 1 on the Extron. So I want to run audio jumpers from that to the document camera. And I've selected document camera. That is number 2. So right now it looks like there's nothing in slot 2 when it comes to the analog inputs. And so, hang on, what's number 4? I think that's probably the Dell computer in here. So I'm going to press PC. Yeah, that's channel 4. So I'm going to press document camera again. That's channel 2. Thankfully, there is a spare connector that somebody has left in here that I think will serve my purposes. I'll take a picture of the connector. Get the camera out. These are pretty cool little connectors. They're little plastic connectors that have 5 slots in them. And the slots are for various things. There are audio and video slots and maybe remote control slots. I'm not really sure. I'm going to take a picture of this one up here so I can see where the audio ones go. It looks like left channel is slot 1 and right channel is slot 4. Okay, so what I have to do is remove the one that's in there for channel 1. That is the VGA, like external VGA thing. And then cut a couple of little jumper wires Let's see, I'll do the red one for the right channel, and then maybe yellow for the blue. Man, what the heck happened to my... Okay. I don't need very much wire here, just a couple inches, but I'll do probably 6 or 8 inches. Okay, there's a red one. Now let's cut a yellow one. Strip a little bit off of each end of each wire. And maybe strip a little bit more off of there. When they came to upgrade the switcher the last time, I told them, please don't mess around with my custom wiring, or if you do, please replace it with something equivalent. And I think the technicians just either didn't want to or forgot or whatever. They don't have the same concerns that I have. Their concern is getting it up and running according to their usual methods. My concern as a music history professor is to be able to show scores. Now, the workaround to that is, of course, having something like a PDF score on my laptop where I can play the audio from the laptop and show the PDF at the same time. However, I don't always have a PDF. And so, man, this looks different somehow. I'm looking at the connectors they've got in here. Okay, well, this should do. I don't always have a PDF, or I don't have time to make one before class, and so I need to just grab a book and bring it with me. But that's not always possible. Okay, I need my tiny screwdriver. What I'm doing now is I'm going to put... Oops, that one's too big. I'm going to put the yellow, the left channel wire. I hope this works. So channel 2 right now is where the document camera is. And it looks like they're using... What are they doing here? Where is that one going? I can't see exactly where it's going. They've got it routed somehow for the video, but they've cut off the audio cable, which irritates me. I wish they would have left it there, but whatever. I think what I'm about to do is going to work, but we'll test it before I'm done recording, and that will tell us for sure. Okay, so channel 1 and channel 4. I'm going to slide the yellow one into slot 1. And then I've got to tighten down a little screw. These connectors, you've got tiny little wires and then little screws that hold the wires in place. The connectors that they have in there right now have these excellent little places to put strain relief so that you can't accidentally yank the cable out there, but this spare connector that I found in the bottom of the cabinet does not have it. And so I'm hopeful that, you know, I hope I can make it work without accidentally pulling out the work I've done. Shoot. Maybe I should undo this. Pull out this fan. Kind of noisy. Not the easiest thing, getting these tiny wires in there. Okay, you stay put while I screw it down. Okay. Oopsie. Man, the yellow one has got some stray wires that have popped out and gone into the next channel over, which I don't know if it would do anything bad or not, but I'm going to try to fix it real quick. It probably wouldn't matter. Okay, I'll put you back in there. Put you back in there. Now tighten it back down. Okay. All right, so I've got my little jumper one ready. I'll take a picture of that. Now what I need to do is pull out this other one. Okay, got the other one out. I'll take a picture of that one too. Sounds like somebody's coming in here. Oh, maybe it's just a student out in the hallway getting into a locker. Okay, so now I gotta try to double up these wires on this other one. So the one that was already plugged in there will now have, on the white one, it'll have also a yellow one under there with it to jump it over. The little jumper wires that I'm using are very thin, so they don't have a lot of strength to get in there. I'm gonna bend that over and wrap it up a little. Pulling out the white one just a little bit to jam the yellow one in there with it, and then shove them both back in. The white one that's in here already is a slightly thicker, heavier gauge of wire, and so it's taking up too much space. So I'm going to try to put these two together and then shove it back in. Hopefully I don't mess the whole thing up altogether. Okay, that's that one. I'll do the red wire. Loosening up the connector. Actually, I wonder if that's the right one. Now I see a black and a red here. I wonder if the white one is like some kind of neutral thing, and the black and the red are the ones I really should be doing. Well, we'll find out. It looks like, though, on the diagram on the unit itself, it says that I'm doing this right. We will see. The strain relief thing is actually getting in my way right now. I kind of wish I could take it off for just a moment while I do this and then put it back on. Very delicate work here. You got big clumsy hands like mine. It's hard to get in these tiny, tiny little spaces with these itty bitty wires. Go on in there, you. Okay, let's see if that does it. All right, so now the two things are connected. I'll take a picture of that. And plug this one back in where I found it. Ah. In slot one. And this one into slot two. Oopsie, slot two is down there. Doesn't help that this stuff is way down low on the ground. Okay, it's in there now. Now, time to test it. First, I'll take a picture. And then I will test. So I've got the document camera out. Let's turn it on. Don't know if that's even necessary, really, but what the heck. Okay. Now I will plug in. Actually, I'll turn on my laptop real quick. Plug the VGA inputs audio cable into my laptop. Make sure the volume is good. And I'll try to play some music. Don't worry, Ken, I'm going to play something that is in the public domain. Let's do Prelude in C sharp minor. Oh, yes. There it is. Okay. Can you hear it? That's coming out of the speakers while the document camera is selected. And now I'm going to select the VGA, and it should, after a brief pause, do the same thing. Yes! Okay, I am back in business, y'all. And that is how you can hack your podium to get audio at the same time as you're showing something on the document camera. Victory is mine. Talk to y'all next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.